Bonjour et bienvenue, and welcome back to another installment of International Index on UCC's 98.3 FM. And if you haven't noticed already, today's episode is going to be French themed, and I'm joined with two very special guests today, two friends of mine from Surf Club, who would have guessed. So I'm joined with Ellen and Clara, who are going to be representing France today, and how are you getting on, lads?
Very good.
Thanks.
Very good. Thank you.
You are
good. Yeah. So tell me, what are you studying? What are you doing in UCC?
I'm studying environmental science in UCC. I'm from France, near Paris, like 40 minutes away from Paris.
And I'm doing international business with Italian, and my family's like from the Eastern Alsatian region.
So, like, clearly you've come to Ireland from France. Mm-hmm. You're both second year students.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Why come to Ireland? Why come to UCC of all things, of all places?
Well, I didn't want to come to UCC, first of all. Like, I...
okay, outed on the show.
I knew, like, oh, I always wanted, like, to get out of France after high school to just, like, discover the world, like, just study abroad. But I wanted to go to, like, London or Scotland. But because of Brexit, like, the fees were, like, 20 grand a year. So, like, there was no way I was going there. So then I was, like, Ireland, like, why not? But my first choice was actually Trinity, but I didn't get in, so I'm now in UCC. But actually, I love it, so
all the better for it, I'd say. Yeah, absolutely. And yourself, Claire, what's the story?
Me, it was slightly different. I did kind of see UCC and fall in love with it. It was also similar-ish story to start off with. I wanted to go abroad, study in English, and then obviously because of Brexit, that wasn't an option, and I started looking more into Ireland, which I feel like wasn't seen as much before Brexit. Now that it is, I feel like you do get a lot more international people here.
Yeah, I definitely feel like in the last maybe 5 years, like Brexit's been what, like 7 years in the running.
Yeah.
Ireland's definitely become very international, especially like Cork here is the second city, UCC. I love it how, like, you know, there's so many cultures flowing in and out all over the place. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is ideal for students.
Even just from the show, like the amount of countries that I've just like bumped into or picked up on, it's great.
Even like when we go out, we always like see so many people like from Brazil, France, and like Spanish. And
It's amazing. Mm. And so you're both, Ellen, you're from near Paris. Clara, you're kind of more from East France. Do you want to maybe, starting with Clara, do you want to maybe describe where you're from and kind of the vibe and what's going on?
So, like, I'm from a small town, like a small village, like 40 minutes away from Paris, like in the east. So it's kind of like in the middle of nowhere. Like, it's the countryside, basically. And so, like, I went to primary school there, but then I just went to high school in a bigger city. And, like, you have to take, like, the bus to get into the city and stuff. So it was kind of like, not very good, like, to grow up, like, you, like, forced to socialize and stuff, but, yeah, that's it, but, like, I usually went, like, to the bigger city and then to Paris, like, when I grew up to do stuff.
And does it feel like one of those, like, quaint little French towns that you'd see in the movies,
it's not great, like, no, it's not, like, a nice little cute town, it's just, like, a tiny village.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, that's nice, and, Ellen, what was your childhood home like? What was your locality like?
So I grew up just across the border from France in Germany, but I did have my family in France, in Alsace. And that was also lots of very little villages, quite cute actually, very scenic. I don't know if you've heard of Colmar, very nice place, cute little houses, love the architecture, but yeah, much smaller. And I mean, I feel like it's the same as in most countries. People don't really like the capital. So it's always like everyone doesn't like Paris and the Parisians. Yeah. You've just got your own kind of culture. Yeah. I feel like it's two different worlds.
And would you identify as Parisian? So
I would, like, when someone tells me like where you're from, I always say Paris because like it's just easier. Like I always go to Paris and stuff. So like I consider myself a Parisian.
Yeah, and how does Cork stack up against where you grew up? So how does it feel very different here when you go home?
It's so nice to be like in a big city, and like I know I feel like
coming from Paris.
but like to be like in the city, and like it's not too big. Like you can go anywhere by bike and stuff, and like even like Cork is like just really nice, like good pubs.
No, it's lovely. It's lovely to hear people enjoying Cork. Mm. You know, like as someone who grew up here, it's very nice.
A bit too much rain, but
the weather lately hasn't been too.
God, yeah, the April showers are in full swing. Right, so we're gonna throw on another song here. Do you want to maybe tell me what it's called?
La Bohème.
Yeah. De Charles Aznavour. Really good French song.
Yeah. Okay, right. We're going to throw on this one.
Que les moins de 20 ans ne peuvent pas connaître. Montmartre en ce temps-là accrochait ses lilas jusque sous nos fenêtres. Et si l'humble garni qui nous servait de nid ne payait pas de mine, c'est là qu'on s'est connu, moi qui criais famine et toi qui posais nu. Ça voulait dire on est heureux. La bohème, nous ne mangeons qu'un jour sur deux. Dans les cafés voisins, nous étions quelques-uns qui attendions la gloire. Et bien que miséreux, avec le vent, nous ne cessions d'y croire. Et quand quelques bistrots, contre un bon repas chaud, nous prenaient une toile, nous récitions des vers groupés autour du poêle en oubliant l'hiver. La bohème, la bohème, ça voulait dire tu es jolie. Il m'arrivait devant mon chevalet de passer des nuits blanches retouchant le dessin de la ligne d'un sein, du galbe d'une hanche. Et ce n'est qu'au matin qu'on s'asseyait enfin devant un café crème. Épuisé mais ravi, fallait-il que l'on s'aime et qu'on aime la vie. On a 20 ans. La bohème, la bohème. Et nous vivions de l'air du temps. Quand au hasard des jours je m'en vais faire un tour à mon ancienne adresse, je ne reconnais plus ni les murs ni les rues qui ont vu ma jeunesse. En haut d'un escalier, je cherche l'atelier dont plus rien ne subsiste. Dans son nouveau décor, Montmartre semble triste et les lilas sont morts. La bohème, la bohème, on était jeunes, on était fous.
Hey, hi, hello, and welcome back to International Index. Today we're covering France on the show. So that song you just listened to there was
La Bohème de Charles Aznavour.
Okay, and so I really enjoyed that there. I've never listened to it before, and yeah. Ellen just told me to throw it on. Tell me what's the deal with the song? It's kind of like a 60s kind of vibe.
I really enjoyed it. This guy Charles Aznavour from like the 60s? No.
Yeah, 1966. Yeah.
And like he is really good. He made like loads of songs like this and I love his songs.
Yeah. Absolutely. So just off air there, we're talking a little bit about so Paris is obviously hosting the Olympics in 2024.
Yeah, it's gonna be something.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be something. And you know, Paris, no, not Paris, France, very famous as kind of a sporting nation as well, in a lot of disciplines. And you guys just told me you're going.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Okay, what events are you going to see? What have you got planned out?
We're seeing the Rugby Sevens.
The Rugby Sevens, yeah. Okay.
We're going to see Antoine Dupont. I'm so excited.
National hero, Antoine Dupont. Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely really looking forward to it. I'm waiting for 2 days. So it's going to be pretty hectic.
I'd say it'll just be like a buzz everywhere. The last Olympics that was in Europe was 2012 in London.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I remember watching the opening ceremony for that. Yeah. That's amazing. Some of the new sports that have been added this year, have been looking at the new sports?
Not really.
A little bit. Because Windsurf Club, obviously a little bit about that.
Yeah, so...
About the ecological...
I've heard about the surf thing, because like it's in Haiti or something.
It's in Chopu, in French Polynesia.
Yeah, and they were going to build something
and
destroying.
So for that's a famous wave, like one of the most famous waves in the world. If anyone has ever seen surfing, if like not even if you surf, but if you've looked at surfing on Instagram or anything, there's this really famous wave that's like the classic barrel shape, the tube. In French Polynesia, it's a gorgeous wave that would famously like they've hosted competitions on and stuff. So, but there's a judging tower that's made out of wood there that the judges would sit on in front of the wave and judge the surfers. But for the French Olympics, the Olympic Committee wanted to destroy the reef below it and build like this big concrete tower, and they put sewage into the tower. Mm. So that was controversial. I don't know how that's
worked out. Is it still happening?
I think they've put an injunction on that tower at the moment. So I hope it doesn't get built, because there's nothing wrong with the tower that's there. But no, that's just, part of the politics of something like this, you know. Even like in France, is it controversial at the moment, spending so much money on the Olympics?
I don't really know. I mean, there's a lot about how everything's going to be so expensive for French people as well as the tourists, because they are expecting a lot of people.
The transportation, like the tickets for the metro and like the card have gone up so much for like the Olympics. It used to be like €2 for like a ticket. Yeah. It's €4. Like, it's going to be €4 during the Olympics.
Yeah.
And, like, they're saying, like, it's to, like, avoid people from buying it. And so, like, they can walk and stuff. Like, it's...
But for the period.
Yeah.
For someone going about their everyday life.
Not ideal.
Anyway, it'll be a great spectacle even this.
Yeah, definitely.
Olympics are always good. And I feel like the Tokyo one wasn't really what it should have been. Yeah. And I feel like Paris could be something special. For sure.
A bit closer to home.
Yeah, I was looking at some of the other sports that they've added. They've added a sport called breaking. Have you heard of breaking?
I have never heard of breaking.
It's break dancing. Oh, so they've added break dancing to the Olympics.
No way.
That's so cool.
Yeah, because I think it's quite popular in France, break dancing.
Like the hip-hop scene in general that kind of direction.
No, that's amazing. And another one they've added is climbing. They added that last time. That's a new one. As someone on the climbing committee, I'm very happy with that one. So that's great fun for anyone who watches the Olympics and feels like they want to have a go at climbing. Come join UCC Mountaineering Club. little promotion.
Promotion. Want to go surfing.
And what else have they added? They've added one more.
The Rugby Sevens is new to the Olympics.
The Rugby Sevens
as well.
Is new as well, and skateboarding was the last one.
Skateboarding.
Yeah, a 13-year-old won it in Tokyo.
Yeah, that was
That's nuts. That's amazing. Imagine being that good. So what else are you like? What else are you excited about going seeing? Do you know what you're seeing, or have you bought like a ticket to like one arena? Just the Rugby Sevens. Okay, wow.
I mean, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be. Yeah. And I'd say there'll just be a great buzz around the city.
Oh, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah. And are they building many like stadiums and stuff? Like, obviously they
not
are.
Not that much.
No?
They do already have a good
infrastructure. Yeah. I was reading.
There's loads of construction in Paris right now. Like, for there are like. Comment dit prolonger? The metro lines, like, they're making them longer and stuff. And like, April, May, loads of like bridges are gonna be shut down and stuff to like prepare for the Olympics.
Do you feel like obviously like any city has to like tidy themselves up before the Olympics? Do you feel like this is very good for infrastructure needed in Paris? Do you think it's bringing it around?
Every person is complaining right now, like there's so much going on, but like after the Olympics, I think it's like it's gonna be barely.
Yeah, I was reading a little thing about I think they want to do some swimming in the River Seine.
Oh my gosh! I saw that. I was like, you're gonna get. disease and stuff. Like, this town is so bad.
Because I think it's been illegal to swim in the Seine since 1910 or 1920s.
For good reason.
Because it's so polluted. And so...
And like the other day, there was a test or something, and they said, like, the water was still not good enough.
Because when it floods, all the sewage overflows, and what they've been building is this big tank underground to collect all the flood water. So then the sewage doesn't overflow into the River Seine, which is an interesting thing. Like, it would be great if you could clean up the River Seine for future generations. That would be amazing. Like, that's what I'm on about when I talk about the infrastructure. But I feel sorry for anyone who's like has to trust on the.
I wouldn't want to go into it.
Oh, yeah, no,
Like, even with the rats and stuff. Like, you could catch like every
good thing.
Speaking of of the like underground projects and stuff. I don't know, my brain has just taken a left turn here. Catacombs, exactly. Yeah. You knew what I was going for. So we're off Olympics now. We're going catacombs. Yeah. Have you been?
No. But they look pretty cool.
I don't know. I respect them. I don't know if I would go catacomb.
There's almost a whole kind of culture around the catacombs, isn't there? Like, people going down exploring and stuff and getting lost.
It's so big. You can get lost so easily, I think.
And people have like parties down there, and
I've heard about it.
It's almost like these like urban legends and stuff going on. It's amazing. Anyway, we're gonna go on and we're gonna throw on another song. This is actually, we were talking a little. Were we talking about movies earlier? No, we weren't.
Yeah, a little bit.
We were
outside.
We're talking about the movie Taxi, and this is one of the songs from that. It's like one of the best driving movies I've ever seen, and it's all in French. It's so good. Like, it's like a 90s car chase movie, and it's just so grounded. Anyway, this is a song by Generation Rap, Tume Place. I don't know, I can't pronounce French. Anyway, here's the song, and we'll talk a little bit after this song.
Allez, monte dans ma tête, bébé, après on voit.
J'avais jamais cru que t'étais comme ça.
Dis-moi,
tu me plais.
Ah ouais, vas-y, monte pas de chichi, dis-moi où on va.
J'avais jamais cru que t'étais comme ça.
Grimpe dans mon taxi système, booming, caisse clean, check ma routine, rouler en rime. Mais ça, ici là, elle assise là, mets-moi dans le Mia, dépend les Karine, quoi, respire. Pourrais tourner en ville des heures pour elle, au volant de ma Benz mère pour flamber mes ailes. Se fout de tout ça, qui que ce soit, elle aime pas ça. Vas-y, ouvre la porte, mon, dis-moi où on va.
Nulle part si tu continues à flamber ainsi.
Minute, je dis un truc que tu as peut-être mal saisi, tu es pas d'ici.
Non.
Tu sais, chez toi, je sais pas comment que c'est. Mais ici, on est plein de manies. Type, comment je fais? Tu veux que je lève mes lunettes, que je mette plus le coude dehors, que j'arrête de râler? Pousses sont moins forts si je fais l'effort. J'ai pas de garantie pour autant. Volons à fond de cinquième, je suis dans mon cinquième élément.
Tu me plais.
Je sais, allez, monte dans ma caisse, bébé. Après, on voit.
J'avais jamais cru que t'étais comme ça.
Qui, moi?
Tu me plais.
Ah ouais, vas-y, monte pas de chichi. Dis-moi où on va.
J'avais jamais cru que t'étais comme ça. C'est vrai. L'aventure est si belle.
C'est vrai.
Se balader dans la rue, dans ta voiture, baby, me donne des ailes. Mais tu sais,
tu sais,
ton délire,
Hello and welcome back to International Index. Today we're talking all things French with my two very special guests, Ellen and Clara. So we're talking a little bit about, before the break, we're talking about the Olympics and kind of sports and stuff. I kind of want to dive into kind of the perfect kind of French day, like what you do about your day, maybe the cuisine you eat, where you walk, what you do, you know, because France is kind of like Italy, the show I did earlier, gives kind of this, like, you know, you have kind of a relaxed kind of vibe going on. Yeah, I know I've used vibe a lot this episode, but I don't know how best to describe it. But do you want to maybe run me down through that? Maybe some of the food you eat in the morning, where you go, where you walk about, some of the smells and sounds you're hearing, do you know?
Okay. So, like, I would wake up and then I'll go to the bakery probably. I know it's very cliche,
boulangerie.
Like, to get some bread and some viennoiserie, like pain au chocolat, croissant and stuff. Then I'll probably go, like, for a coffee, then I'll walk around the quays and stuff.
Is there any special rules around coffee?
No.
About how you drink coffee?
Because
I know the Italians
know.
Are very strict with some of the things.
Yeah, I'd say most French drink their coffee just black.
Okay, straight
and then
black, yeah.
In the morning, it's typical to have, like, a bowl of coffee, so you wouldn't have it in a mug, you'd have a bowl, and then you'd dip, like, your croissant into
the
coffee.
Yeah, I had French neighbours growing up, and I always used to go to their house sometimes for breakfast, and it would always be, like, a mug of hot chocolate, and we'd always dip croissants or something in
so
the hot chocolate.
Then it the bowl of hot
and
chocolate.
And it would always be on a board, like a wooden board as opposed to a plate.
Yeah,
which is really cool. I just enjoyed that.
Yeah, you'd have your wooden board with a few things, and then your bowl of hot chocolate or coffee.
Yeah,
dip everything in there. Yeah, so that's like the breakfast
kind of vibe.
And then lunch-wise, I mean, they do have very, I'm going to say, exotic cuisine.
One thing I've always thought like about France is you always make sure lunch is occasion every day. Lunch is something that must
meals
be...
Meals are very important.
Yeah, you sit down, you eat your lunch. Is it usually hot?
Yeah.
You know, like, one thing, like, I've said this a lot on the show. In Ireland, we tend to rush our eating lunch. It's not really a big part of our day. You know, rush a sandwich, rush a bit of pasta or whatever.
Yeah, so, we would take our time and stuff. Like, I think for work day, like, friends usually, like, people who work, like, have 1 hour or 1 hour half break
during
for
lunch.
Very
lovely.
Yeah. Lunch breaks, yeah. Take it very seriously.
And so what would you be eating when you're having your lunch?
So there's like lots of different stages to your lunch.
Okay, right.
Mostly start with like maybe like a few snacks sometimes, an apéro.
That's more in the evening. The apéro like is more like in the evening.
You can do it for lunch as well though. I feel like people who really take their time, like when I go to my grandparents, we get there and first there's like snacks and then you go and sit down and you have maybe like a soup or something. Like frog soup.
Frog soup.
Yeah. Followed by, then like your main course, like meats and vegetables. And then you'd always have cheese. So after your meal, you'd have like cheese and bread.
Oh, yeah. I read somewhere that if you had you could have a different type of French cheese every day of the year if you wanted to.
that sounds about right.
Yeah, there's lots of cheese going on in France.
Definitely. Yeah, and then after that, you'd have your dessert pudding, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And then you always finish off with like your espresso.
Okay. And would dinner be such a big deal after such a big lunch?
But like big lunches, like they're like for special occasions. Like you wouldn't like eat that every day. You wouldn't do like apéro and then entrée, main, and dessert.
Yeah, you would take your time though for any meal.
Yeah.
But then, dinner, you always eat like with your family. Like, no one would like just grab a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like, it is a big event. Always.
And what's, I know France is famous for having an unusual taste in some aspects of the food world, of the cuisine world. Snails and frogs, that kind of thing. So, if you could only eat snails or frogs for the rest of your life, what would it be?
Thing is, I've never tried any of them, but Clara told me frog. Tastes like chicken, so I'm like, maybe frogs like snails, I don't know.
Yeah.
So
what's the difference?
So frog basically just tastes like chicken.
Yeah.
It's like tiny chicken drumsticks, basically.
Okay.
Without bone. And then snails is just kind of like chewy, rubbery, and it just tastes like the sauce it has.
Okay.
So it's mostly like a garlicky sauce, and it's just a texture thing. So if you don't mind the texture, you would like it probably. Now, I'm vegetarian, so I don't eat either of them anymore. But it's definitely an experience.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And so, other things about France, you know, what's, have you, we were talking a little bit about movies earlier in the break. Is there kind of a favorite movie of yours? Because you have a great kind of media output. I've watched a lot of French movies, like we were talking about Untouchables earlier. Talking about Taxi, we're talking about
Licorice.
What's Licorice?
It's basically, I think it's an orphan who goes like to,
it's like a boy's school, like a boy's boarding school.
Oh, I think
school.
I've seen this. Yeah, I think
and
I watched it in French
one
class.
One of the teachers teaches them how to sing and starts this choir. Yeah. And there's one kind of troubled child who then has an amazing voice. And story. And then there's the very famous song that now has really been boosted by
the techno remix.
By the techno remix of Voici ton chemin.
Oh, right. We'll throw that on next. One movie I've watched, I don't know, have you ever seen L'Ascension?
L'Ascension?
Yeah, it's about... What is it about? It's about a guy who climbs Everest from France. He, like, gets funding from a radio station, and he goes and he climbs Everest. It's a really good movie. It's very funny, you know, it's very light. It's a good film. And obviously, there was, like, the Lupin, which came out on Netflix. That was very popular for a while. Did you watch it? No.
I just watched, like, the first... The first season. But it was actually really good, and Omar Sy was playing in it, and like he's in a few movies,
isn't he?
He's really famous in France.
Right, we're gonna throw on Voix sur ton chemin. Alright, the techno remix. So everybody wake up out there. That was Voix sur ton chemin by it was from a movie that we're on about earlier.
Yeah.
Earlier on the break.
No, the remix isn't.
The remix is not. No. But the remix is very good.
Yes,
so it's so that I really love that song. Like any house party that's going on.
Yeah,
always.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You two in the corner in the hinge.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about? We are going to talk a bit about now. We're going to talk a little bit about French fashion because Paris and France in general, very famous for being, you know, snappy dressers. And you're talking a little bit about Paris Fashion Week, which goes on every year.
Yeah, twice a year.
complaining about it more so.
Yeah.
But do you wanna maybe talk a bit about that?
Yeah, so like Paris Fashion Week like is like twice every year and like it lasts for like 3 weeks. So like there's first the women's fashion, then the men's, and then like the haute couture, which is like the big houses like Louis Vuitton, Chanel and stuff. And like it's nice fashion and stuff, but then like the shows, like they always block off stuff. And like last year I had to go to work and the Louis Vuitton show was like on a bridge and the bridge was closed off. And like I had to go to work at 5 a.m. and like I had to do like a 20-minute detour like for 3 days because of like fashion week. I was like, fuck.
So, you know, and you're saying coming to Ireland, it's a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah, like when
because
I came
we're
here,
all we're all quite been, casual dressers a lot of
yeah,
the time.
I saw like in France, you would never like go to college or like outside of your house like in leggings or like
unless you're like doing sport, you would not be wearing leggings or tracksuit.
Yeah, and I came here like all the girls were like in leggings and like in tracksuit. I was like, why is happening?
And did you have to wear a uniform to school?
No, I didn't.
No, I think that might be part of the reason because we all have to, when we go to school, we have to wear trousers and shirt and all this and it's not, they're like the least comfortable trousers and shirts you've ever worn in your life. You know, I think that's kind of part of it as well when people come to college and people are finding a style. And I think, you know, Irish people and Irish men in particular have like found fashion recently. You know, I think we are getting better in that kind of sense of the word, especially
there's
like
still a few skinny jeans around.
Yeah, that was a big culture shock.
Yeah.
Skinny jeans.
Yeah, skinny jeans.
They've been out since 2013 in the rest of Europe. Ireland,
yeah,
really.
Yeah. No, yeah, I see less and less every year.
Yeah.
But so in France, what would be like the minimum you'd have to wear going out of the house?
Like just like jeans and like. Yeah, just jeans and like, you know, just look a
put
bit
together.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
Like,
me
not like
here, I'm gonna stand up and I'm gonna get judged by the guys.
Fine.
You're actually good.
Like you're in jeans and t-shirt. Like you're fine.
Beautiful.
Okay, gorgeous.
A little bit of jewelry.
Well, what am I getting out of 10 for my judges here?
A good 9. Like,
a good 9.
Yeah.
Okay. Casual dressing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be fine in Paris. Okay.
Lovely.
Okay.
Yeah,
good.
Fine in Paris.
Good. Absolutely. Right. Okay. I've passed the test. So yeah. Fashion, very important.
Yeah.
You're both looking, you're well-dressed here today. You're very smart and casual.
Mm-hmm.
So then the next thing we're going to talk about was some French words. You're going to teach me some French words.
Should we teach him oulala?
Okay.
It's not really
I need,
a word.
I need,
but
it's just
more
kind
of
an expression. Yeah, it's like an intonation
it
or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, what's like, how's like the, like, you know, we know oulala over here. We hear it. Do you know, it's something I kind of ascribe to like the 50s and Marilyn Monroe kind of era.
Yeah.
Is that weird?
I mean, it can be used in a lot of different contexts.
Yeah. Okay, what are all the contexts?
Like, you know, on your earlier, like you were like, you almost took your shirt off. I was like,
when I was trying to take off my hoodie, yeah.
Or like if you drop something or if you nearly fall, you can go oula. Or
is it,
like, you
okay,
can
okay. It's like a surprise or maybe something like a little bit like, you know, different or whatever, yeah.
For any kind of emotion, it depends on your intonation, and then you can
use
it all
the time.
Right?
Okay,
you can add
okay.
as many la's as you want as well.
Right,
so you can
teach me like the three, in different intonations of ooh-la-la. So
ooh-la,
ooh-la-la. Oh, okay, okay. What are we learning from this? Ooh-la.
So like the oula would be more like of a shocked one.
Yeah.
So
okay.
any kind of shocking situation.
Yeah.
And then like oula la 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 is like you're like
exhaustion. I don't like that one. Ooh la la la.
Like you're just fed up, like
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
the classic, like
yeah, the
ooh
classic.
La la, that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else? I know France is very particular about French language. Yes. Very, you know, you know, you'd be very patriotic about your language. You have, just don't ask me why I know this, I'm just a nerd, but you have like, you have like a board of on the language, like that's really like prestigious. It's one of the most prestigious things to be like invited to in France, is the board on French language, which is like translating foreign words into like the French context.
Yeah.
And we're talking a little bit about, before the show, we're talking about Harry Potter and the Harry Potter translations.
Oh,
and the Harry Potter translated into
terrible.
French.
Yeah. Yeah, no, but like, I'd refuse to read or watch Harry Potter in French.
I find that odd that it's translated badly or whatever, because a lot of the names and stuff would be kind of from Latin-based, and French is obviously a Latin-based language, so, you know, you'd think it would translate quite easy for a lot of stuff.
To be fair, like, I mean, for example, Hogwarts in Harry Potter would be very difficult to say in French because of, like, the H to start with.
Yeah.
They don't like wouldn't pronounce it. It would sound weird, but then the word they do use is Poudlard, which sounds nothing like it.
Okay.
Doesn't have a meaning that I know
it's
of.
It's just a thing, yeah.
It's, It just sounds wrong you've heard the original.
And I read that wand, it means, is baguette.
Baguette magique.
Magic baguette.
Like people do tend to like that.
And so, you know, so a lot of dodgy translations throughout Harry Potter. Yeah. Would you see it in daily life? Obviously, a lot of more and more like tech stuff and modern stuff is very much English based at the moment.
They do tend to translate everything. I feel like the last 2 or 3 years they have been getting better, kind of incorporating a few foreign words. They do always try to translate everything.
Okay, so is there any particularly dodgy ones that you'd have to use in like everyday life?
I'm gonna put us on the spot. Not that I can like think of, because we just don't use the English word.
Absolutely.
You'd have a French word for everything.
Well, guys, thank you for that. We're taking a left turn here now. This is not flowing very well, but Ellen and Claire are both members of Surf Club.
Mm-hmm.
You're both on the committee, right?
I am on the committee.
Yeah.
I'm not. Everybody thinks I am, but
Would you not run this year, no?
No, I don't think I would.
No?
It's a good thing to do.
If you're out there listening and you want to get involved in Surf Club, come along to our AGM and just see how things are going. Especially if you are members of Surf Club. So is this your first year on the committee?
This is my first year on the committee.
How did you find it?
I'm loving it. Yeah. I mean, just the people on it, the people around it.
Yeah,
the
it's
friends
great.
You make along the way.
Yeah, like as someone coming into first year, I know I'd say this is like the fourth show or something where I've had like people from Surf Club on, and I'm always just talking about it because it is a big part of my college life and just my life in general at the moment, because it's what I enjoy the most. But it was such a welcoming environment, you know, and just the characters we have in there. Like even you two are like very funny. I'm thinking back to Le Hinch in December where we had listening to Christmas techno on the couch for like 3 hours. That was a memory I won't forget. And like just other bits, like we went to Morocco this year, French speaking country and some aspect. You weren't there.
No, we weren't.
It looked amazing.
It was pretty good. Did you go last year?
No, I couldn't either.
Are you going to go this year?
I mean, well, like next year I'm on Erasmus, so I don't know if I can join, I will definitely.
Where are you going on Erasmus, Clara?
I'm going to Italy.
Lovely.
Bologna.
Whereabouts in Italy?
It's like Bologna. I don't know if you've heard
of it. I know Bologna, We had, I had my Italian show on with your friend.
The
other part of this trio. But Surf Club's been great. Do join it. It's great crack. Right, we're going to move on. We're going to throw on another song here by Manu Chao from the 90s. Just a good kind of vibey song. So enjoy.
Je ne t'aime plus tous les jours. ferais mourir pour plus jamais te voir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, tous les jours. Parfois j'aimerais mourir tellement y a plus d'espoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour plus jamais te revoir. Parfois j'aimerais mourir pour ne plus rien savoir. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, tous les jours. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour. Je ne t'aime plus, mon amour.
Hello and welcome back to International Index. Today we're covering France. If you've been listening, we've talked about a few different topics from the Olympics to surfing and just life in France and maybe some French words as well. So we're just kind of talking about maybe some of the different partying cultures between Ireland and France. And I think it's something that definitely comes up almost every time on the show whenever I'm talking to especially Europeans, like I know we're European too, but you know,
more central
Europe. a lot of my international guests are like, oh, I hate having to go out at 7 p.m. I wish we could go out partying and clubbing until like 4 in the morning, you know, from 11 till 4, because I feel like that's kind of the difference. We have a much earlier kind of start and finish.
That was definitely a bit of a culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, we were out one of the first times, and then at 2 o'clock, suddenly all the lights turn on and they throw you out.
Yeah.
We weren't really sure what was happening.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah. Bit of an abrupt and early stop, which we weren't expecting. But I mean, you do get used to it after a while. I mean, this is our second year here, so now we've learned to
go
out before.
When you go home, do you always go out, hit up a club?
Last summer I did quite a bit.
Like Paris.
Not even just hitting up clubs. There's a lot of like, just generally, if you meet up with your friends, you will just stay out late.
Yeah.
Even like at a bar, like a little like kind of dancey bar will close like at 4 in Paris.
Yeah.
And then the clubs were close at 6 or 7 a.m. in the morning.
Yeah. Would you not be ruined the next morning? Like, I know I've had nights where I've been ruined, but if that's the general culture, that's half the fun, just not waking up.
Yeah.
And
seeing the sunrise.
So have you got used to Irish, I don't know, I wouldn't call it partying culture, but just like nightlife culture?
We're used to it.
Like, do you enjoy it?
There's a lot of pop music, a lot of Taylor Swift in the clubs.
A lot of teachers are not really good.
I know, I'm a big fan of techno at the moment, and I really enjoy it. I want to go to like a good techno club, do you know? Because I went to Europe last summer, like interrailing stuff, as you do.
Very nice.
I enjoy it. Like, it was my first kind of, I only turned 18 like there. Do you know, I hadn't even started, so I wasn't going out. And then, so kind of my first experiences of like proper nightlife as an adult was like European clubs and stuff, like clubbing in Prague and clubbing in like Croatia and stuff.
Nice.
So coming back, it was almost like, oh, don't do quite the same here.
Yeah.
But I do want to go back because I did really enjoy that kind of that vibe. Mm. But it's very different for sure. Yeah.
And very expensive.
Yeah,
too.
Like for
in Ireland.
Yeah. Here is expensive.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know, I know. Yeah. Yeah, it is very expensive here. What I enjoyed the most about kind of like the Irish nights out is like, it's not really like the pub is part of it, but like, do you know what's, I really enjoy like, I know we're back to surf club again. It's just what we do. But like those like nights out where we go, we hit up like a hostel, like all of us, and like it's like a house party almost.
Yeah.
I really enjoy kind of the house party aspect of just hanging around with people. You know, like even like the 2 a.m. chats, the 4 a.m. chats.
Mm.
Like is that something you'd have in France? I know it's kind of very specific to college now.
More. I feel like less people have house parties here.
Yeah.
In France, like in high school, like house parties like were really a big thing because we were like, no, we weren't 18, so like everybody just did house parties. It was fun.
Allegedly, yeah.
Yeah.
Saving your skin for when you go back home.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is. I really want to kind of get an experience of kind of the French nights out. You were talking a little bit about, I know this is kind of, you know, do not smoke, anyone, but you're saying a lot of people in France do smoke. It's very popular in France.
We arrived here and everyone was vaping.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, a few people would do in France, but nowhere near as much as here.
Yeah, like personally, now obviously it's anyone's choice what you do. I don't smoke or vape.
No,
but I don't know, something about vaping. No, like whatever, it's okay, it's your choice. But I don't know, it just puts me off a little bit. I don't like it. It's very. I hate the smell, even
coming
going into the
France,
pool bathrooms and just smelling it, and like, yeah, like, you know, both are, you know, not very nice habits.
Obviously, but,
Yeah,
should be reinforced. But in France, it's
the one thing that scares me about them a lot is that you don't know what's in them.
Yeah,
you know? Especially like studying like cases. Mm-hmm. Like I do law, and you like see cases like tobacco companies and stuff, and like the like you don't know what
the long term effects of it.
Absolutely,
hasn't been around that long.
Yeah.
But yeah, you wouldn't see as many in France, definitely.
No. Yeah. So we're talking a little bit about nightlife. Just like before we end, I kind of wanted to talk about, you know, coming to Ireland. Have you got a sense of like Irish culture? Do you like Irish culture? Do you enjoy it? You love it, yeah.
I love the people. Yeah. I think that's like really the nice major thing.
Is
the people.
Compared to France, like
French
aren't exactly known for their hospitality.
Yeah.
And their openness to other cultures. Whereas the Irish, I mean, I don't think I've met a single Irish person who wasn't friendly.
Okay, that's brilliant.
Yeah, so that has been really nice. The only thing we do have slight issues with is the weather sometimes.
Okay, yeah. Out of our control at the moment, anyway.
Used to.
And what about going, you know, is there specific parts of Ireland that you really enjoyed? You know, apart from Cork, like we've talked a little bit about Cork.
Kerry's so pretty. Yeah. Like, it's amazing.
Yeah. Like, it's such a shame that we don't have a car because, we would just go on Ireland and stuff, and with the buses, like, it's impossible.
Terrible. Yeah, I went up to Donegal over Easter. It was like 8 hours or something on the bus. It's very long. Do you know, like, even distances aren't that far, but it's just the roads are so bad and transport
and
is not great.
There's such no a public country, like, and it's such a shame that, like, you cannot visit it if you don't have a car.
And you really like the West Coast, so is the scenery very different to what you have back home in France?
I mean, I'd say,
from Paris, it's very different.
Yeah, from Paris,
but then,
obviously,
the coast and stuff is actually really nice.
It's also an Atlantic coast, so some similarities, but then you have a lot more cliffs here.
Yeah.
Whereas
in
France, it's more like those just long, sandy beaches.
Okay,
It depends where you go, though. Like, if you go further up north in France, obviously, it'll be more similar to
I've seen that. Is what what's the most northern, like, that peninsula?
Brittany,
yeah. Brittany is very similar to Ireland in the way it looks.
Not as green though. Beautifully green.
No, I've really like. And what about music? Do you like Irish music?
I like trad.
Yeah,
like, it's actually really cool.
It's good fun.
I was actually I had the Canadian show. You know, and there's a lot of Irish in Quebec, which is also a French speaking country, and it was like the weirdest mix up because I was like, oh, I'll look around, I'll listen to some music from this area, and I was listening to like some Quebec music, and I was like, I know it's in French, but it really, really sounds like trad music. So they have like they have like traditional Irish music.
I mean, it's debatable if it sounds like French. We don't always understand.
The Quebec,
I struggle.
It's like
another
language, like, seriously.
Yeah.
They have other words for things as well, so it's not just an accent. Yeah.
Okay, so it's almost not French, but...
But no,
it is French.
It's like old French.
Okay, well, that's really interesting, you know, because, you know, you never really think about dialects in a sense. Would how Ellen speaks sound very different to how your French is, Claire?
I mean, me not as much as my grandparents, but Alsace has had a lot of German influence because it was in between France and Germany. Kind of got invaded a couple of times by each. So they sound very different to people from Paris, people from south of France.
There's actually like a few accents in French
and more languages as well. Like, my grandparents would speak Alsacian, which is a lot more similar to German. So, like, a German could probably, to some extent, understand Alsacian. Like, I'd understand it, but I can't speak it. Whereas I don't think French people would understand Alsacian.
No.
Okay.
But, yeah. No, there are, like, different dialects, different, like, languages as well. like towards the Basque country as well. I mean,
yeah, Biarritz and there's the Basque language, and then Brittany, like there's the Brittany language. How you say it?
Breton.
Yeah, it's almost got Celtic influences there.
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so we're coming close to the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you on. Before you go, let's like chat a little bit. You know, favorite place in France. Where, if you could go one place in France, where are you going?
I'd say Le Touquet.
Le Touquet.
Yeah. Okay. It's like kind of on the Atlantic coast, a bit north, and like it's really good for surfing, and like the beach is just like enormous and it's really nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say Pornic, which is, I used to go there on holiday when I was younger.
Yeah.
Beautiful little beaches, like a small, very vibey town.
In the south or the north?
It's the south of Brittany.
Okay,
so like it's
right.
Kind of central.
Yeah,
on the
Pornic
Atlantic
is really good too.
It's been there. Okay, amazing.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fans of like north of France, away from where the tourists are, that kind of thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you're coming back. Okay, you've been home for the summer.
Yeah.
Done your bits. You're allowed to bring one bit of French cuisine home to Ireland, like back to Ireland, to have with you. Yeah, enough, like crates of it to get you through the semester. What are you bringing home?
Cheese.
Yeah. Cheese.
Bro, I miss cheese so much. The cheese here is so shit. Like, I'm sorry.
No, not fans of our Irish cheddar or mature cheddar, no.
No, not at all. Even like you have like Brie's and stuff in the Lidl, but like, except you can get good cheese at the English market.
The English market.
Yeah, is that good
outside
cheese?
Outside our
price range.
We have before now brought back raclette cheese, which is debatable if it's Swiss or French or
from that
region.
Okay.
But yeah, we do bring back cheese every now and then.
Okay.
So back home, I will eat cheese like at every dinner almost. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
And here, like, I never eat it because it's not good.
Absolutely. Yeah. Right. Okay. On that note, I think we're going to finish up. I'm going to throw on an Edith Piaf song.
Edith Piaf. Yeah.
Edith Piaf, yeah. Her famous one. I'm not going to try to pronounce it. Anyway, here it is. Thank you so much for coming on, guys.
Thank you so much for having us.
I will be back for my last show next week. I haven't got a guest for it yet, but best believe it will be going ahead.
Yeah.
If you do want to follow the show, I'm on Instagram at international_index. And this episode should be up on Spotify by Tuesday. So you can check that on the UCC 98.3 FM Spotify. Thank you very much for listening. My name has been Keane McDonough. My wonderful guests have been Ellen and Clara. Enjoy your weekend.
Chagrin, mes plaisirs, je n'ai plus besoin de balayer les amours avec leur trémolo, balayer pour toujours, je repars à zéro.